Good morning. So in today's gospel reading from Luke, Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist. Who knows why Jesus does that? Why does Jesus want to get baptized? Anyone know? Yeah, it's a tough one. Who here has a younger brother or sister? I know you do because I'm looking at your younger sister. And I know you, yes, and a lot of younger sisters in the crowd today. You do because I know your younger brother very well. And I like him a lot. So, for those of you who have a younger brother or sister, does your mother or father or grandparent ever say, please eat your vegetables or pick up your clothes to set a good example for your younger sister? Yes, that happens. That happens in the Pastor Burial House. Yes, that happens. Yes, that happens to you.
That actually happens to me sometimes.
Great. It happens to him sometimes. I've probably said it sometimes. Well, that's in a sense what Jesus did, because John was baptizing people that the Bible says John was doing this for the forgiveness of sins. But did Jesus ever commit a sin? No. I'm going to answer that one right off the bat to make sure we don't get the wrong answer. Jesus didn't do anything bad either before or after he was baptized. So he did it so that he could set an example, just like we set an example for our younger brother or sister. Through baptism, he set an example for us that we should always try to follow God, and when we do something wrong, to ask for forgiveness. Now, there are only two voices we hear in today's gospel reading. Who speaks in today's gospel reading? Does anyone remember? Who's talking in today's gospel reading? Luke wrote the reading, so that's very well said. He kind of spoke the whole thing. No, a different testament, but good guess. No, we hear from John the Baptist, and we also hear from God the Father. This is the one of only two times in the Gospel of Luke that we hear from God the Father. I will give extra credit to anyone who knows the other time. And for you too, this is... Did I hear the Transfiguration? Yes, extra credit for the Transfiguration. Ben, if you're saying Transfiguration, you're right. But we won't go into the Transfiguration today. Now, this is what God says to Jesus today. He says, you are my son, beloved. With you I am well pleased. This is when God the Father chooses to tell Jesus that he loves him and is pleased with him. When he's baptized, something that Jesus doesn't have to do. And then when we too seek to be close to God as possible through baptism, but also through prayer, through coming to church, through doing good works, good things for other people, especially when we don't have to do those other things, then God is well pleased with us too. And we, like Jesus, are always God's beloved. Amen.